Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. We're going to start off today with some upcoming events starting in Castine.
Good morning. I'm Roberta Boskowitz, and I'm here to invite everyone to come to Castine this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the second Art Under the Elms Festival on the Castine Common. This year, we have just shy of 40 artists. Some are returning and many are new, and they represent the entire state of Maine. Media include painting, jewelry, sculpture, wood, bronze, and much, much more. There will be live music throughout the day for your enjoyment. Admission is free. Net proceeds will benefit the community care and outreach of the Trinitarian Congregational Parish of Castine, including our food pantry and Interfaith Fuel Fund. This year's food is based on pinchos from northern Spain and will include lamb sliders, refreshing summer salads, the return of our most popular dish from last year's salmon marinado, and Portuguese pastries, the pastis de nata custard tart, or sable crouton French cookies for dessert. Beverages include wines, beers, prosecco, water, and sodas. So please bring your friends and family and enjoy a day in Castine. And if you need more information, you can find us at castineart@gmail.com.
Thanks, Roberta. Coming up tonight, Points North, the nonprofit organization behind the Camden International Film Festival, will show the second offering in their summer film series, followed by a community discussion. Time and Water, a 2026 film, is directed by Oscar nominee Sarah Doza. Facing the death of his country's glaciers and the loss of his beloved grandparents, Icelandic writer André Soar Magnusson turns his archives into a time capsule to hold what is slipping away: family, memory, time, and water. That's happening tonight at the Strand Theater in Rockland at 7. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to rocklandstrand.com. The Castine Historical Society is offering self-guided house and garden tours tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The tour features 12 beautiful homes and 3 gracious gardens in the scenic village of Castine. For more information, visit castinehousetour.com or email info@castinehistoricalsociety.org. Native Gardens of Blue Hills annual Open Garden Day is also coming up this weekend. Kathy says, join the Native Gardens at 49 South Street in Blue Hill on Saturday, July 25th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for Open Garden Day. Take a garden tour or mini workshop, enjoy music, tea tasting, and ice pops, or ask your most pressing gardening question. Native Gardens of Blue Hill's mission is to promote the value of native plants and sustainable gardening practices through education, implementation, and innovation. You can find more information and a schedule of events at nativemaingardens.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.